U.S. foreign policy may be having a negative impact on Christian persecution. There's an opportunity to help kids get back on their feet after Typhoon Haiyan. And MNN's Katie Harth files the first in a series from Haiti. These stories and more just like them are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today with a question. Are the policies of the United States over the last two decades promoting persecution against Christians? While that's not the goal of U.S. foreign policy, it appears to be a byproduct. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says just an example of that is the regime change mindset in the Middle East today.
These dictator rulers in the Middle East, are they corrupt? Yes. Are they harmful to their people? Yes. But somehow the Christians have fared better under them than they have when they're removed and Muslim leadership takes over.
That fosters persecution against Christians. But the gospel's still spreading. What can we do? We can pray.
In the dark, difficult nations, the light is shining brightly. Pray for those believers there that they would not shrink back. They'd continue to be bold. Because every day for them, they don't know if they're going to make it through the day or not as a believer. They could be killed for their faith.
Join their prayer movements through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Egypt's next round of elections will determine the country's course post-Arab Spring. Already pressure forced a swap in the country's roadmap, putting the presidential elections before the parliamentary polls. While there are still threats in the background, Sat7's Rex Rogers says people need this.
There's some hope for hope, to put it that way. It's been 3 years since the Arab Spring kicked off in Egypt, and of course the former leadership was deposed, the Islamic government and the Muslim Brotherhood came in.
Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has been a big part of the public forum.
What they're trying to do is then stage programs like Bridges and others, panels, bring on people who represent a whole variety of point of views and let them speak.
Program material often asks and answers the question,
what would Jesus do? That's what we're trying to learn to do and do before their eyes.
This is Mission Network News. Have you ever wanted to make a difference in a devastated country? Philippine civilians affected by Typhoon Haiyan need your prayer and support. Baptist Global Response teams staying in the Philippines long-term are taking on large work projects to rebuild damaged communities. Team members are helping homeless families by building schools, water systems, and temporary shelters. For more information, just visit us on the web at missionnetworknews.org. As you know, it's been nearly 3 months since Typhoon Haiyan. Many of you remember the startling death toll that continued to grow. Filipinos are working to get back on their feet and rebuild, but progress is slow. Children are especially affected, having few options to change their future. Food for the Hungry offers an easy way for you to help. Visit us on our new website to find out how to become a sponsor of a child victim of Typhoon Haiyan. And missions are a family affair this week in Loganoff, Haiti. MNN's Katie Harth has the story.
The Great Commission has always been on the hearts of Dan and Cherise Gordon. Now they're passing on that mission's legacy to their six children. I caught up with Cherise and Stella Gordon as they were on their way to help the group Starfish.
It means everything to me. It's a huge dream of mine to have all of our children serve the Lord together.
Their oldest son, 12-year-old Jamin, joined his parents on last year's trip. But this will be the first mission trip for 10-year-old Stella.
I've always wanted to go on a missions trip. I'm looking forward to playing with the kids.
The Gordon family and five believers from their home church will be serving in various ways throughout the week. Pray the Lord uses this trip to accomplish His will. From Loganoff, Haiti, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your generous gift, MNN's now offering the book Congo Dawn, a new novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.